Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of sanity in a crazy world. Now, let's be real, life can throw some curveballs, right? Deadlines looming, social pressure, news that feels like it's straight out of a dystopian novel, it's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed. But here's the thing. We all have emotions, and sometimes those emotions can feel like they're taking over. It's like trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. Messy, chaotic, and frankly, exhausting. So today, we're diving deep into something crucial. Creating a safe space for your emotions. Think of it as building your own personal emotional sanctuary. A place where you can let those feelings run free without judgment or pressure. Ever felt like you were suppressing emotions just to keep things okay? You know that feeling when you're smiling and nodding, but inside, you're drowning in a sea of anxiety or sadness? That's not living, folks. That's surviving. And trust me, it takes a toll. So how do we break free from that cycle and build a space where our emotions can thrive? Well, first things first, acceptance is key. It's like acknowledging a houseguest. Even if they're messy and leave their socks on the floor, we all have those emotional guests. Doll, you wouldn't throw them out, right? You'd try to understand their situation, offer a warm welcome, and maybe even provide a designated sock drop zone. It's the same with emotions. They're a part of us, and denying them only pushes them deeper into the shadows. Next up, we need to create boundaries. This doesn't mean shutting down your emotions. It means being mindful of how you express them and when. Think about it like this. Social media is great for sharing highlights, but it's not always the best place to vent those raw feelings. Find healthy outlets, journaling, talking to a trusted friend, even hitting the gym, to process those emotions in a constructive way. Then there's self-compassion. We're often our own harshest critics, constantly berating ourselves for feeling too much or not enough. But listen up. Feelings aren't good or bad, they just are. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a loved one going through something tough. Another crucial piece is mindfulness. It's about paying attention to your emotions in the present moment without judgment. Notice those physical sensations, the thoughts swirling around, and the urge to react. Think of it like watching a movie. You observe the story unfold without getting swept up in the drama. Finally, remember that this is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you've mastered the art of emotional regulation, and days when you feel completely overwhelmed. That's okay. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep striving to create that safe space where your emotions can truly blossom. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a deadline, emails piling up, and your boss breathing down your neck. Suddenly, you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the shortness of breath, and the urge to just snap. But then you remember, you've built your emotional sanctuary. You take a few deep breaths, acknowledging the stress without judgment. You remind yourself that this feeling is temporary, and you have the tools to handle it. Instead of lashing out or retreating into panic mode, you approach the situation with calm clarity, tackling one task at a time. Boom, you've successfully tapped out of overstimulation. So there you have it, folks, 5 powerful steps to creating your own emotional haven. Remember, acknowledging your feelings, setting boundaries, practicing self-compassion, being mindful, and embracing the journey are key. Take these insights, weave them into your daily life, and watch your emotional well-being soar. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies do YOU use to create a safe space for your emotions? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and understanding together. And don't forget to subscribe to Tap Out of Overstimulation for daily doses of sanity and inspiration. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and most importantly, keep tapping out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.